Today we're building a tight, performance-ready sampler rack in Ableton Live 12 for Smoky Warehouse Jungle and Old School DNB Energy. And I want to be clear from the start. This is not about making some huge, glossy, polished sound that floats on top of the mix. We're aiming for something edited, punchy, dusty, and ready to play fast at 170 to 174 BPM. Think late-night warehouse pressure, chopped break energy, rave stabs, horn hits, vocal cuts, little atmospheric fragments, all locked into a rack that feels more like an instrument than a sample player. The big idea here is simple. We're going to take one source sample, tighten it up in sampler, shape the tone with stock devices, and turn it into something you can actually perform with, fast, controllable, and authentic to jungle and old school DNB. First thing, choose your source material carefully. In this style, the source matters a lot. You do not need the biggest or cleanest sample. You need something with character. Old soul chops, dusty synth stabs, rave chords, chopped break snippets, vocal one-shots, tape warp textures, detuned reslayers, vinyl noise, room ambience, any of that can work. What you want is a sample that already has a little personality, a clear transient, and not too much sub. That's important. If the source is already huge and low-heavy, you'll spend the whole time fighting it. For this sound, slightly grimy is good. Oversized is not. So load a new MIDI track, drop in sampler, and bring your sample into it. For most of these jungle stab and chop workflows, start in classic mode, with trigger behavior, and a sensible voice count like 8 to 16 depending on how much polyphony you need. If you want it to act like a playable stab instrument, keep it responsive. You want instant feedback when you hit the keys. Now the first real sound design move, tighten the amplitude envelope. This is where the rack starts to feel edited instead of just looped. Set attack very fast, usually 0 to 2 milliseconds. Keep decay fairly short for stabs, maybe around 80 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain should be low, often 0 to 30%, and release should stay short, maybe 20 to 120 milliseconds. That envelope choice is a big part of the vibe. If the sample feels too loose, don't just turn the volume down. Reduce release first. That makes it stop cleanly. In old school DNB, you want the hit to feel like it was cut from vinyl and dropped straight into the rhythm. Clean punctuation is a huge part of the groove. Next, tune the sample properly. This is not optional. If your stab or chop is out of key, the whole track can feel off, even if the sound itself is cool. Figure out the root note if you can. Set the correct root key in sampler, then play it against your track and fine-tune the pitch until it locks in. A little intentional detune can sound great here. Something like minus 5 to minus 15 cents can add grime and instability. But be careful. You want character, not accidental wrong notes. And if there's any low-end body in the sample, keep that centered and mono. That keeps your mix solid and keeps the warehouse vibe focused. Now trim the sample aggressively. Move the start point closer to the transient. Cut silence before the hit. Remove unnecessary tail if it's muddy. If you get clicks, use a tiny fade-in, but don't soften the attack too much. The point is precision, and this is one of the most important jungle lessons. A lot of the groove comes from micro-editing. The difference between messy sample and tight DNB weapon is often just a few milliseconds of trimming. Once the sample is tight, darken and control the tone. Drop an auto filter after sampler. A low-pass filter is a great starting point. Set it around 4 to 10 kHz depending on how bright the sample is, keep resonance modest, and if needed, add a touch of drive. For smoky warehouse vibes, you're not trying to make the sample completely dull. You still want the transient and the upper mids to speak. You just want to remove the shiny top and leave that gritty presence zone, around 1 to 4 kHz, where the sample cuts through the break. After that, add saturator. This is where the rack starts to get thicker and more aggressive without needing to sound obviously distorted. Start with 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and listen carefully. You want more mid-range density, a little transient rounding, and harmonics that help the sample sit over the drums. You do not want fuzz for the sake of fuzz. Think of it like dubplate energy, not pristine plug-in energy. If the source needs a little more impact, drum bus is great, but use it carefully. A small amount of drive, a touch of crunch, and maybe a bit of transience can give you that loaded, ready-to-hit feeling. But don't overdo boom unless you specifically want low-end emphasis. Most of the time for this kind of rack, you want the hit to stay focused and not blow it out. Now clean up the result with EQ8. This is where we make it sit in a DNB mix. High pass anything that does not need low end, usually somewhere around 100 to 180 Hz, maybe higher if it's just a stab. If there's muddiness, dip around 250 to 500 Hz. If the sound is harsh, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz area, and if it needs a little more presence, use a gentle boost somewhere around 1.5 to 3 kHz. A very useful rule in DNB, if the bass line is doing the heavy lifting, the sampler should usually stay out of the way below about 150 Hz unless you designed it to live there. Most of the jungle texture lives in the mids and upper mids, not in the sub. At the end of the chain, add utility. That gives you gain staging and width control in one place. Use it to level match the rack, narrow the image if it feels too wide, and keep the low end centered. For stabs and chop hits, a narrower image often feels more authentic anyway. The center should be strong. The ambience can come later if you need it. Now let's make this rack more powerful by splitting it into two chains inside an instrument rack. Chain 1 is your clean core. Put sampler, EQ, and utility there. This gives you definition, punch, and controlled playback. Chain 2 is your dirt or weight layer. You can duplicate the sample or run a second sampler path, then add saturator, maybe overdrive or pedal, EQ, and a compressor if needed. That chain is for crunch, tape-like thickness, and more aggressive warehouse pressure. The beauty of this approach is that you can blend the chains with macros. So instead of making one sound do everything at once, you separate the jobs. One chain for attack and clarity, one for dirt and body. That's a much cleaner way to build a smoky rack. Now the macros. This is where the rack becomes playable. Map attack tightness to the envelope attack. Map decay to the envelope decay. Map filter dark to the auto filter cutoff. Map drive to saturator and maybe drum bus. Map presence to a small EQ move in the upper mids. Map width to utility. Map dirt blend to the chain balance. And if you want, map space to a subtle reverb send or a parallel ambience chain. The point is not just control. The point is performance. In jungle and DNB, you want to shape the sound quickly while writing the arrangement. You do not want to keep opening devices and hunting around. You want to play the rack like an instrument. A really effective trick is to use subtle modulation, but keep it restrained. Slow filter movement works well. Very gentle wobble, rhythmic gating, or a little stereo shift on the dirty layer can make the sound feel alive. But don't turn this into modern EDM motion. For warehouse vibes, the movement should feel like heat haze, tape instability, and air pressure, not obvious automation fireworks. If you want extra expression, map velocity to parameters like volume, filter cutoff, start position, or drive amount. That way, soft hits can feel darker and shorter, while harder hits open up and bite more. That makes the rack feel much more like a real playable instrument and less like a static sample slot. And once it plays well, use it in context. That matters. A sound can feel tight at one tempo and fall apart at full speed. Always check the rack against the break and bass line at the actual BPM. In this style, sounds that seem great in solo can get too clipped, too bright, or too wide when the whole track is moving. Now, for arrangement, think in phrases. In the intro, keep the rack filtered and distant. In the drop, tighten it, brighten it, and let the rhythm speak. In breakdowns, you can open the decay a little and add more space. And by the second drop, push the drive a bit more and bring the punch forward. That gradual reveal is a huge part of the vibe. Smoky warehouse energy often comes from restraint, then release. Not everything all at once. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, too much low end. If it fights the bass line, high pass it harder. Second, too much reverb. Jungle and old school DNB usually need short, controlled space, not giant washed out tails. Third, too much width. A wide stab can sound impressive in solo but weak in a club. Keep the center solid. Fourth, ignore the key, and the whole thing feels amateur. Fifth, oversaturate. A little grit is character. Too much is mush. Sixth, let the release trail too long in a busy pattern, and you'll blur the groove. Here's a pro move. Once the rack sounds good, resample it. Freeze it, print a few bars, and chop that audio again. That is classic jungle workflow. Sometimes the best version of the sound is not the lev rack. It's the printed, chopped, slightly damaged version of the rack. And if you want extra authenticity, keep a small noisy layer under the hit. Vinyl crackle, tape hiss, room tone, something subtle. Don't make it obvious. Just enough to glue the sound into the world of the track. For your practice run, try building a jungle stab rack from one dusty chord or vocal hit. Trim it tight, set a fast attack, short decay, low sustain, and a short release. High pass it, saturate it a little, darken it with a low pass filter, narrow the width, and map the main macro controls. Then program a two-bar MIDI pattern with offbeat stabs and a pickup note into the second bar. Add velocity variation, then resample it and chop a couple of fills out of the result. That one exercise will teach you a lot, because it forces you to think like a jungle producer. Edit, perform, resample, re-edit. So the core takeaway is this. Use sampler like a tight, playable instrument. Shape the envelope so it hits and stops cleanly. Tune it properly. Clean it up with EQ. Add saturation and drum bus for density. Use auto filter and utility to control the tone and width. Build macros so you can perform the rack. Keep the low end under control. And resample when the sound starts talking back to you. If you do that well, the rack stops feeling like a plugin and starts feeling like a weapon for Smoky Warehouse DNB. If you want, I can also make you a second narration script for a companion rack focused on jungle break chops and amen edits.